Hi, it's Saturday afternoon in southern Queensland in Australia, and I wanted to share something quite personal with you. I am absolutely filthy, sweaty, dirty, splattered in mud, and I couldn't be happier. I don't think I've had as much fun since I was about 6 years old making mud pies. And just in case you think I've reverted to childhood, actually I've been part of the big clean-up, which is what this weekend is all about, all over Queensland. You've seen the footage and the images, I'm sure. It's day six since the big deluge on Monday here in my home city of Toowoomba. The river cities of Ipswich and Brisbane then suffered catastrophic floods. There are people who will never get back into their homes. They're just destroyed. There are communities, little communities that have been wiped out. People have lost their lives and there are still many, many missing. It's going to take a long time. It's going to need a lot of support and heart and determination to get back on track. But one of the things that feels really good right now for me is that I've actually made a tangible difference. I've been out there hosing away mud. I can tell you that the fashion item of choice this weekend is the gumboot of all colours, mostly muddy. It's good to feel as though you're in charge again. That's been one of the terrible things about this week, apart from the fear and the anxiety and the grieving, which goes on, has been the sense of helplessness of just not being in charge. And suddenly, when you've got a mop and a bucket and the danger's past, you can see that you're making a difference. You're getting back to some sense of normalcy in your life. Now, I know it's not going to be that way for many, many people. I've been extremely lucky. I've lost nothing. My home is still here. And the damage that I've suffered and the mess that I've had to clean up is negligible. But it feels good to be coming back. And I think that's why we're all turning out this weekend. Something like 20,000 volunteers this weekend, just out with buckets and mops and spades and big black garbage bags, just hosing and cleaning and helping neighbours and total strangers. Our arts community has been pretty much devastated on the South Bank, and this weekend so many are in there puddling through that black, sticky, stinky mud, silt, just cleaning up, getting back to normal. You may well have been one of those people, and if you are, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you're listening to this somewhere where you can't come in and lend a hand, slip on a pair of gumboots, could I ask you to consider making a donation to the Queensland Premier's Disaster Relief Fund? You can get the details if you just Google it, go in and you can make a donation online. That's going to make a hell of a difference to all of us. It will take a long time for the economy of this state and for Australia to get back on its feet. We've been a blessed country, but this is something that's really... Well, it hasn't destroyed us, but it's come pretty close to devastating many, many people. So we need your help. So would you think about that? That would be wonderful. I'd love it if you could. Thanks for listening. I've got to get back to it. I've got a bit more cleaning up to do. Hold us in your hearts, but especially open your wallets. That would be great. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.